on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Jamie Freeland is here from Racine County. And we have Wesley Jacques here from Jacques Construction. Or is it Jacques? You said back in the old days it might have been Jacques, huh?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
But you're not Jacques.
No.
It's
Jacques.
Jacques, yeah. Okay.
Jacques Construction.
And Jamie, you work for Racine County Eye?
Yes, I work for Denise Lockwood at Racine County Eye.
I always wanted to say this, because I see it on Superman all the time with Lois Lane. They say, oh, here's one of those nosy reporters.
I'm not a reporter.
Oh, you're not one of those nosy reporters?
No, I am nosy, but I'm not a reporter. No, they don't have me. I only write one little column.
What's a column?
I write a column on my volunteering. So I volunteer for Meals on Wheels with the ADRC. And I also have a senior companion through the Senior Companion Program. So I just write about and share what I do and my visits and how much I enjoy it. And just, you know, volunteering, people think, oh, you're giving up time, but I get so much back from it. It just makes me feel so good and wonderful and make great friendships.
Well, good for you. Good for you. But Denise Lockwood's a nosy reporter.
Yes, she is. Of course. Yes.
Like Lois Lane.
Yes, she
okay,
is.
It's the Thrive Home Garden and Wellness Expo. Why don't we talk about that? What is that?
So Thrive Home Garden Wellness Expo, it is this Saturday, March 14th. It's at Milliger's, 4838 Douglas Avenue from 9 to 4, and it's free. And it is everything from home, garden, wellness, nonprofits, and puppies.
Puppies?
Yes, we are lucky to have Mastro Mutt's Dog Rescue. And Wolfgang Dog Rescue. They're both going to be there at separate times. Mastro Mutt's will be there from 11 to 1, and Wolfgang's going to be there from 1:30 to 4.
Oh.
And I made them promise me that I would not come home with another dog.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem with my wife and I. Whenever we went to a shelter or something, just to see the dogs, we always came out with one.
Right.
And so I've had dogs my entire life. And now that I don't have a dog the last 2 years, my neighbor brings his pit bull over every Friday.
Oh.
And I spend the day. We spend the afternoon with Juniper, the pit bull.
Nice. We already have two dogs, two cats, and a bearded dragon. So.
Oh, bearded dragon.
We're full.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The most I ever had was four dogs at one time.
Wow.
And that was three beagles and a Pomeranian. Mm. Luckily, they all got along.
Yeah.
But my father raised pigeons all his life, so we had hundreds of pigeons in a coop in our backyard my entire life.
Wow.
All I was hanging around pigeons all my life. And my father had this coop with baseboard heating and air cooling in there and everything. These pigeons, better than we lived in the house.
Right,
the pigeons got everything.
They did. I remember my grandpa always had chickens. So we always had chickens, and they always had the heat, and it was always nice and toasty warm in there in the winter, and the radio, and yeah.
Oh, they got entertainment, too.
They did. They probably listened to WRJN.
I thought maybe they got that 75-inch TV you guys are giving away.
Yeah, speaking of that 75-inch TV.
So it's a Jacques Construction. So yeah. What kind of heavy, big construction homes? What do you do?
Pretty much everything. Concentrate on exterior makeovers in the summer. And then we go inside, do kitchens, bathrooms, rec rooms in the winter.
So you're going to be there if people can ask questions and everything.
Absolutely.
Answer, you know.
Yep.
I'm living in a dump. How do you make it into a palace?
Yeah, that's right. I like to say that I turn poop into ice cream.
So you are giving away a big TV, huh?
Yeah, 75-inch smart television. Even if you're not looking for construction, come meet us. Grab a ticket. It's free. We'll be giving it away. What time is the show until?
The show is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, cool. So probably about 2 p.m. we'll do the drawing.
Awesome.
And where is it inside Milliger's?
So it's in the greenhouse.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
So where they have the beer garden.
They're having
their fashion show coming up at the end of the month. So it'll be in there. It's beautiful. Such a great venue.
I love Milliger's at Christmas time. They always do a great job. Both Milliger's. There's one also on Highway 11, but you're at the one on Douglas.
Yes, we're at the one on
near
Douglas.
Culver's.
Yep, near Culver's. So you can get it. Well, we will have food. We will have food at the event, too. So if you're hungry coming out, I know they're having a vendor. I think it's burgers. Mm. So burgers, and you can always grab a beer or soda, maybe a Bloody Mary. make it a fun day.
Do you know who else is going to be there? Do you have the list with you?
Yeah, I have the list. So
throw some names out there.
So we have Vita Hearing. They have a location in Mount Pleasant and Waterford. They will actually be giving away a set of hearing aids. So that is cool. So they will.
Because this is also wellness.
Yes, wellness.
So you got everything covered.
We do. Okay. We do. So we will have something that's very important to me is colon cancer. My dad had colon cancer. So I have GI associates coming because getting your, colon screening. That's
nobody
important.
Wants to talk about it until you get it.
Exactly.
Then you go into a panic.
Right.
But if you catch it early.
Yeah, you can save yourself a lot of heartache. So, my dad, he's a survivor, but he was in the hospital for 3 months, and it was a very big lesson that we learned. And I got my colon screening, and it's not fun, but piece of cake, and it's over, and now I'm good.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yep, that's right. So we will have GI associates. The ADRC of Racine County will be there. So they'll be sharing information about their programs that they offer. They have Meals on Wheels, which I volunteer. I deliver on Tuesdays. So shout out to my peeps that I deliver on Tuesdays, too, if you're listening. We will also have Racine County Human Services, Racine Fire. The City of Racine will be there, along with Village of Caledonia. We'll have WRJN's going to be there, along with Redo Cabinets, Carpetland. We have a ton of great vendors, just everything that you can think of.
Now, this is going to be indoors, but outside Milliger's.
Correct. Okay. So they can come in. There's two entrances. They can either come in through their store or they can come in through the greenhouse through the side door.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so that's good. So in case we get 22 inches of snow.
No. We're not getting any snow. That is a very, very bad word.
You're good. You're no good. Snow. This is Saturday, right?
Let's see. It is Saturday, 9 to 4.
You're good. No snow until maybe nighttime. And that you're done.
Then
by
it can
then.
Snow all at once after.
Oh, look
Friday.
At you. You don't care about anybody else's events as long as yours is snow free, right?
That's right.
We're talking about the Thrive Home Garden and Wellness Expo coming to Milliger's on Douglas Avenue. This Saturday, and it's brought to you by the folks at Racine County Eye. This is the second time you're doing it, or?
This is our second time doing it. Yeah, we did it last year.
Was it at the Milliger's?
No, last year we did it at Memorial Hall.
Memorial Hall, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and Milliger's, you got everything in the store there, right there, so.
It's such a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Everything garden, home. Perfect matchup. So
yeah, this covers everything. You got the home, the garden, and the wellness stuff.
Yeah,
wellness stuff makes me nervous because they always say, "You didn't have this yet." Ooh, if I were you, I wouldn't even walk out to my car.
We have we'll have wellness. We have a couple hearing aid. We have Vita Hearing, Hearing Life. We have CSL Plasma coming, GI Associates. We have Racine County Human Services. So
back up. You got, before you said GI Associates, who'd you have before that one? Plasma?
CSL Plasma will be there.
And what's that?
So that's a plasma agency, donation agency. So you can go in and make plasma donations. But plasma, from what I know, is plasma makes a lot of...
it's not blood.
It's not blood. Yeah. Blood, it's plasma. But I believe they make... what is it called? Vaccines with the plasma. Now, please don't quote me. I could totally be wrong, but there's a lot of good benefits of donating plasma, and it's always a need. So
I had a story here, and I'm quickly looking for it. This guy holds the record for the most plasma ever given.
Oh, wow.
He started when he has a rare type of blood, and it's so rare that they have to use him. They can't find anybody else that's got it. And he's been giving blood plasma from a teenager to 80 years old.
Oh, good for him.
He goes twice a week, and he's got to go there because he's got the only one. And it's a plasma that's given to unborn babies.
Aww.
And he has saved the lives. I can't find the story here now. He saved the lives of 1.4 million babies.
That's amazing.
I mean, I saw this and I said, I can't believe this, but it's true. I looked it up.
Wow.
Yeah, 1.4 million babies because he gave his blood plasma. It's so rare.
Holy cow.
That is cool.
They can't find anybody else who has it. It's, readily available. So he does it twice a week.
Wow,
goes
amazing.
Goes down and gives it.
Amazing.
Teenager to 80. 1.4 million people owe their lives to him. Isn't that something?
That's remarkable.
That's unbelievable. I can't even begin to imagine. I donate blood on regular. I'm O positive, so they need my blood quite a bit. We were just with my parents this weekend, and my dad, like I said, had colon cancer. So he's bummed out. He can't donate anymore because once you have cancer, you can't donate.
Mm.
And blood, plasma, it's so needed and helps save a life.
Yeah, wow. 1.4 million. Okay, now you chose Milliger's.
Yes.
Why?
It's just the perfect venue, perfect fit, great spot, great location. It beat on Douglas Avenue in between Milwaukee, Kenosha, easy to get to from the west end of Racine County. So it's just a great spot, lots of parking, beautiful, huge space, and not to mention, who doesn't love Milliger's?
No. Get to the real reason you chose it, because it's right next to Culver's.
Yes, yes. You know, I love them cheese curds.
Right. Let's get to the truth of this matter. This could have been anywhere on the planet, but you chose it because it's next to Culver's.
Yes, the cheese curds.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised and from Wisconsin, and I'm a true Wisconsin cheesehead.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of cheese curds before I moved to Wisconsin.
Really?
I never heard of them. And I never heard of brats either before I moved to Wisconsin. When I was driving up the interstate, moving here from Atlanta, and I saw B-R-A-T stop.
Brat stop.
And I thought it was the brat stop. I said, oh, this must be for like children.
Where you drop off your
kids. You bring your kids here. And when I got the next day to the radio station I worked at the time, I said, what is that brat stop? He goes, you mean brat? He said, those are brats, like bratwurst. Never had one.
Oh, wow. You
not,
like them.
Not a southern delicacy. They didn't have them also on the East Coast. Now they do, but I never heard of them before. And then when I had one, I said, this is it for life.
Yeah, you were hooked. Yeah, just like the cheese curds. You know, the squeakier, the better.
Yeah, see, my wife, no, Stevie, all cheese curds basically taste the same. She goes, no, you got it. No. She likes the type at the carnivals. The oil has been sitting there for 2 years. They haven't changed it. That's what she likes. It's got the oil of 1,000 million cheese curds, and that's what she likes.
Yes.
Take them out of that old oil when you go to the carnivals. And who knows what else is in that oil.
Who knows what else, yeah.
It could be body parts for all I know. But she likes that. Okay, let's talk about, in case people are tuning in, a pet rescue group's going to be there.
Yes, we have Mastro Mutts. They will be there from 11 to 1. And then we will have Wolfgang Dog Rescue there from 1:30 till 4. So we are super excited to have the dog rescues. Who doesn't love animals?
There are people that don't like them. I got news for you. I mean, I love animals. I have dogs my entire life. Turtles, cockatiels, parakeets, pigeons, cats. We've had them all. Our family we always had animals around the house.
So did we. We had a turtle. Ugh.
I'm talking about the little turtles.
Oh, we had it was bigger.
And you're
talking
about a tortoise.
I don't know.
Yeah. These are about box turtle. We had the little tiny turtles. They don't sell them anymore. I don't think they do anyway. Hmm. But we used to have those little turtles and everything. We had every animal there is. The cat we got because we found it. It was climbed up a tree and animals were dogs were going after. So we took it, brought it home, and the dog had to meet the cat for the first time. The cat gave him a swat across the nose, and they lived for the next 10 years with each other and never made eye contact. When one was in the room, they just bypassed each other. They had a meeting of the minds. This was it.
Neither one of them was going to go anywhere, so they had to learn to live with each other.
The cat stood and stared at him. You want another SWAT? Keep it up. Okay, so, and now you've got with construction.
Yep.
So the home building.
Construction, home building, home remodeling. Anything for your home that you can think of, we will have there. So we have Wes here with me today from Jack Construction. He's going to... Why don't you tell us what you're going to be giving away?
Well, we're going to be giving away a 75-inch smart television.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Smart. So they just have to come in,
Stop and see us. You get a ticket. We're trying to work out a QR code, so make it a little easier for people.
I can help you with that.
Yeah, so might have to fill your name and phone number or scan a code. Yep.
Cool. So any dumb person get a smart TV.
Yeah. And I also, exactly.
Are you going to come hook it up for him then?
Okay. Maybe. Let's quick run through everything that's going to be there. And this is at the, I got to keep looking at the name because I can't remember. Thrive Home Garden and Wellness Expo. I've been reading it for weeks. You figure it would have gone into my head. I need that smart TV.
Right.
Thrive Home Garden and Wellness Expo. It's put on by Racine County Eye. Whose idea was this? Was this Denise or yours?
It was mine.
It was your idea.
It was mine. I love expos and resource fairs, and I just love connecting with the community and the businesses. So,
well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. So run through the groups that are going to be there again, the categories.
So. All right. So we'll have everyone from home. So windows, siding, roofs. If you want to do a major remodel to your home, decks, anything to do with your house, it'll be there. Wellness, we are going to have CSL Plasma, GI Associates, Vita Hearing, Hearing Life. We'll also have Oak Creek Hemp. We'll have a chiropractor, Mount Pleasant Chiropractic. It's going to be there. And then we have garden stuff, so Milliger's. but we'll also have landscapers. So Hutch Snow and Landscaping is going to be there, along with pest control companies, Pest Authority, Pest Control Solutions. So we have a ton of people coming.
Oh, you're talking about bugs. I thought you were like, if you have like a pesty relative, you can get rid of them. No, you're talking about bugs.
They might be able to help, too.
Okay, you got bugs. Okay, I'm just making sure I got the right category here. Yeah, my next-door neighbor, works for Milliger's, one of the managers there in landscaping, I guess, Martin, and I'm sure he might be there.
I hope so. Questions. Everyone there, we just did Elegance Unveiled at Milliger's about 3 weeks ago. It's a bridal and quinceañera expo, and everyone that works at Milliger's is just so happy and so kind, so friendly. It's a great place to partner with.
You know, he built an island, being a landscaper. It's on my property, but he built an island right on where the big pine tree is.
Ooh.
He built this island, and he decorates it every Christmas. And it's on my property, but I say, hey, decorate it. Looks like I'm doing it. And it's great on decorations. He does all that stuff with landscaping. And he built this island there, and I said, this is great. Just keep decorating. It's like kind of on the border.
Yeah, it makes your property look great.
Yeah, that's what,
great
fine.
Curb appeal.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He also built something for me in the backyard. Now I paid him for it, so it was you know what a box garden is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he built it with railroad ties, two box gardens in our backyard. They're great. They've been lasting 20 years almost.
Wow.
And he built that for us. He designed it. And he'll be at Milliger's.
So. Good. What is his name? I think I need a box garden.
Martin.
Okay.
But Martin, we say Martin.
Martin. I'll have to find Martin.
Martin.
I'll be there over there today. So we'll be setting up the pipe and drape, make all the booths, make everything look pretty. So I'll be in and out of Milliger's today and tomorrow and all day Saturday. So.
Well, thank you guys. So if anybody missed what we were chatting about, excuse me, it's going to be a podcast later today. So you'll be able to see it. Hear it at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Well, thank you very much. Jamie Freeland, who's at works for Racine County Eye, and Wesley Jock from Jock Construction. It's all about the Thrive Home Garden and Wellness Expo. I thank Denise for setting this up, too.
Yeah, thanks, Denise.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
The nosy reporter for
that's
the Racine
County. That's right. That's right.
I always wanted to say that because Lois Lane, every time a crook runs into her on Superman, it's one of those nosy reporters from the Daily Planet. Hey, reporters have to be nosy.
Right.
Or you won't get the news.
Right.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I do appreciate it.